How are you?
Hello.
How are you? Long time no speak, sort of.
Well, yeah. But we have spoken, but we have texted a lot more than spoken, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we talked.
We've talked 1.5 hour in the last month, I think, on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I have heard you talk, though.
Yes, many times. I'm sure you're sorry you did, as a matter of fact, but yes. Yes, so we had several co-hosts, Ramona and then Mark. It was very fun and interesting. I didn't mean for it to be like an entire podcast website's replacement, but that's just how it worked out.
Yeah.
Mark was sort of a last minute one because we had been talking to a couple other people who couldn't do it. But I was glad that he did because that was a fun episode.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of really great information in that.
It was
cool.
It was good,
long
yeah.
for my tastes.
There was a lot of news that week. Lots of news. There was a lot of news both weeks. You missed huge, huge news weeks while you've been traveling. I don't know why the summer has to be all the things happening while you're away, but it was annoying.
I think it was because of podcast movements coming up. So
yeah, it must be. It must be like everyone's just announcing all their padiddles because like. I almost wish we could go back and I could talk to you about IGTV and talk to you about Instagram four-way chat and not that we should do it now, but like there's a lot of stuff that we missed talking about together.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. Correct.
Correctamundo. So I've been watching, speaking of Instagram, I've been watching your feed of your trip and you posting pictures. And like when I said that I would be excited to see your trip, I didn't mean all the Whole Foods. Like all you post is pictures of Whole Foods from state to state. Like maybe a picture of you on the road. And actually in Wyoming, I got a good idea of what Wyoming looked like. But Colorado and in Ohio is all Whole Foods is. It's like all I got. I don't want a tour of the United States Whole Foods.
Well, there's a lot of places that we just like, we didn't really stop at any, like there were a lot of places that we just stayed for the night.
Yeah.
So that's it. It's like you arrive at a place. Usually when you arrive at a place, you go eat or usually you order, room service or you go to a restaurant or whatever. And then you leave in the morning. So there's no other stuff. So, but yes, I do have all of those. And we're doing it, obviously, it's being done on purpose. And I'm also trying to, I don't post as it's happening. So I post like 24 hours afterwards. Mm-hmm. Just for safety's sake and for making sure that people don't know really where we are.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
I see. Totally. I mean, but still, Whole Foods, it would be cool if, like, I don't know, I was hoping for a buffalo or, like, a mountain or something.
Well, you know, after a while, you start to think, like, it's all the same. You know, like the hotels are kind of the same. The road is essentially the same. I mean, unless
you
take, pictures on the outside.
I mean, I've never been to some of those places you went to. And I was like, what does it look like? And I didn't get to know anything but Whole Foods. So I was like, cool. Thanks. Right.
There's really nothing. I mean, honestly, there's really nothing. Except what Colorado I posted a lot. I posted pictures of where we were.
Mm-hmm. I'm mostly just teasing
the mountains and
stuff.
I'm
teasing you.
No, but still, Whole Foods is a leading sponsor of the Mian family. I wish that was the case. That would be so fun because we would totally do it.
Yeah.
But I have to say, my favorite Whole Foods thus far has been the Salt Lake City one. That was like the best one. I loved it. It was awesome.
You haven't been to this one yet. Wait till you see Glenn Mills.
Oh, see? I know, because I'm getting to know all of them.
We may not go there. I may just, you can order it and have it delivered here through Amazon. That's why I asked you the other day for a grocery list, because I was like, maybe I'll just start buying stuff from there. So when she's here, I'll have a pantry full of stuff.
See that? You're so sweet and thoughtful.
If I don't start it now and I just keep buying from Wegmans or ShopRite, then when you get here, I'm going to have to buy duplicates. So I thought, whatever I need, like, condiment wise or bread wise, I better just start purchasing it in organic form so that she doesn't starve for the 3 days. Because you're here Saturday night and then Sunday, and then we don't leave till Monday midday, kind of. So,
right.
I would like you to have something to eat. You know, anyway.
As long as there's coffee somewhere in the morning, I'm
lots
cool.
of coffee. Everything dude. Else. Yeah. So much coffee. That's Scott is obsessed.
That's about the extent of it. And then.
That doesn't sound very healthy, but okay.
I know. It's sad. I think that that's what's been keeping me going lately has been coffee. Because sure, you're right. Like this morning, I woke up at 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was out the door walking to Starbucks. I was at Starbucks at 6:15. Mm-hmm. And I started to work. So that's been my MO here on the West Coast is getting mm-hmm. up somewhere between 5:30 and 6 in the morning so that I could work from about 6 to 9 and mm-hmm. then come back. So I'm a little bit on the exhausted side.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So that's been great. But we got some stuff to kind of talk about this time. We got some podcast awards. I don't think there's a lot of people know about the podcast awards. What do you think about that?
Well, wait a minute.
That?
Before you say something about podcast awards, I just found out that there's no Academy of Podcasters awards. These are the only awards. We have not been voting. We have not been doing them. They are not happening this year.
Oh my gosh.
I know. What do you think of them apples?
What?
I know.
I didn't even know.
Yep.
Totally missed it.
Just the Hall of Fame.
Just the Hall of Fame. Okay. That's fine.
What do you think of that? So now I think we should have our own, like we did at PodFest that year. Maybe we can do it at PodFest next year. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, but I told you I'm not going to PodFest next year.
I thought you were.
No, I told you already. I'm not going to PodFest next year. It's already in the... Nope.
You told them you're not going, Libsyn?
I didn't tell them. Why would I tell them?
Well, you just told me on air, kind of.
Right, but why would I tell them? Who's them?
Your boss.
Oh, yeah. I can just tell her. That's no big deal. Oh.
All right.
Because don't you remember why I said no? Because I wanted to do the Allied Media Conference.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Allied Media.
So I'd like to do that. I think that that would be a better play. And I think I could sell that to Lori even and just be like, this would be really great. This would be really awesome. We're expanding. We're doing this thing and that kind of stuff. I'm not saying we shouldn't do the awards now. We could possibly do something like the podcast awards, speaking of that, which is not in a place. It's just
I'll miss you. I'm not missing a chance to go to Orlando in February because that is by far my worst, most depressed, horrifying weather that we have here. It's end of January, early February is right about the time I get suicidal because of the weather.
Yeah.
So it's like not really suicidal, but like it makes me like I got through January by looking forward to Florida.
Right. Yeah. It makes
That's
sense.
How I made it. And then when I came home from Florida, it was like just the perfect so that I could make it through like February and March to April. It was like the perfect break in the middle. So I'm not giving it up. Anyway, Habanichi.
What? What are you?
Habanichi.
I know, but well, we're going to get there when we get there. But so cool. The podcast awards, let's talk about the podcast awards.
Sorry.
So the podcast awards, and even if we do have a She Podcast Awards, let's talk about both of these things on the same point here. So the podcast awards, guys, this has been they've been happening for 13 years. Okay, you can find them over at podcastawards.com. So Todd Cochran from Raw Voice has been running the podcast awards essentially since they started. They also were sold to NMX. Am I right? Yeah, NMX a while ago when NMX, like the New Media Expo, was a thing, and then that died. And so Todd took back the reign on the podcast awards stuff. So at NMX, they actually were live. But prior to that, and also post New Media Expo, they have always been an online thing. Mm-hmm. And this has been sort of like the consistent podcasting award thing that's been going out for a long time. The thing that was really annoying in the past is that there were tons of like voting things that people had to do.
Well,
like
you could
it wasn't
game
like
it, right?
You could game it, but it was also super annoying to do. Like, essentially, you first had to run. Essentially run. It's like you're running for office. Like, you have to run. It's totally like politics. Like, first you have to be the nominee for your party. Like, you got to get that first. So you first have to say, like, She Podcast should be in the running for whatever. Let's say technology. The technology category, please, 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 you guys, nominate She Podcast to be one of the finalists or one of the people on the ballot for the technology category. Yay. And so then everybody was like, yay, let's vote She Podcast. We got on the ballot. Woohoo. And then after that, you had to like essentially beg your listeners every day to go vote for you. Every day for like 15 days or something obnoxious like that. And so that became, I mean, come on. Can you imagine? We don't even market our own courses much.
We should actually.
I know. We should actually, but it's like every day. Come vote for us. Come vote for us. Come vote for us. So we kind of stayed away from it because it's so annoying to be begging people to come vote for you every day because people can vote over and over.
Donate to our Patreon.
That's right. See, it's so much that actually has a yes, that has a reason for existing right there. It's money directly to us versus this. But they've changed the rules. I haven't really read them because it's one of those things where I'm like, oh, for God's sake, it's just so complicated about all the stuff. But I want you guys to go to podcastawards.com and just to know that if you would like to be considered for the final ballot, you do have to have a registration fee of $10. Okay.
Are we paying that or not?
Yeah, we'll pay it. Why not?
So we want to participate?
Well, the thing is this. It's like if people start to vote for us, like if we have fans that decide that we are their favorite and they would like us to be somebody they choose to vote for, if the $10 registration fee has not been paid, it doesn't matter how many of our listeners are voting for to have us be part of the ballot, we're not going to be in it.
Well, right, but we pay them $10 every year and we're still not in it because we don't tell people to vote
promote
for
it.
Us.
Right, right.
So should we pay? I mean, that's really the question.
It's $10. They got 770 people last year, so that was $7,700.
That's awesome.
They made for that. Mind you, I mean, I think that the money goes to like running the whole thing.
Yes, of
and
course.
All the stuff and getting
yes,
the
it does.
And getting the all the stuff. So yeah, I mean, let's do $10 is fine.
All right.
We can do $10.
All right. We're gonna be on the ballot.
Right. Well, we don't know if we're gonna be on the ballot. We just need to be registered.
All right. Well, I'm gonna register now and then you got look at John's face. So like I can see John and I said, I'm going to register now. And he gave me like the fuck you eyes, which means don't distract yourself.
Right.
Not right now, but I mean, I'll open the tab and do it in the next, you know, so people by the time they hear this can give us a nomination if they'd like.
Yeah. So it seems like the official timeline is that podcaster registration period, it says January 15th to July 30th. First, but I have a feeling that means June, maybe. Maybe that was June 15th through July 31st. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you, I don't maybe. Know.
And then listener nomination period is July 1st through July 31st. Mm-hmm. And then the slate announcement is August 11th. And then there's voting from August 12th to the 15th. Mm-hmm. And then the award ceremony is September 30th. So,
right on.
There you have it. They've got all kinds of forbidden activities. They have allowed activity. They have nomination rules and eligibility. You guys all can go read all about that stuff.
Read all about
with the link
it.
In the show notes. So there you have it. Now, one of the reasons that I haven't wanted to do any of the award things is because the pain and suffering and what is it? You know, when people really love pain, what is that? Is that masochistic? Is that the
yes.
Not sadomasochism.
Sadism is when you like giving people pain.
Okay, all right. So masochism. It seems like Todd is a masochist. Is that how you say it? Masochist?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right.
Because he's looking to be hurt.
Yeah, because for the first past 13 years, this has been a painful, negative experience because podcasters are bitching because they're not on the ballot. Podcasters are angry because they feel it's unfair. Podcasters are angry because they have to pay $10. Podcasters are whining because, I mean, it's never, nobody ever says anything nice. Everybody's all wound up.
Awful.
And everything.
Truly awful.
It's awful. And then if we finally get the slate and everybody's on the ballot and it's like, why isn't so-and-so on there? I should have been on there. Why are they on there? Why didn't I? And it's just like, it's just, that's one of the reasons I'd want to stay away from any kind of awards because it's literally for the person that's putting them together. It's a problem because you'll get people who are annoyingly upset that they're not getting what they thought they should
think they deserve. Yeah.
Yeah. So hence, I think that if we do something, it has to be something that's not on. It has to be something silly. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Because that was so fun. Doing funny things and fun things, things that are not. I don't know. I don't
doing
even know.
Funny things and fun things and things that are fun. That are not fun.
And then making that into an award and not making that into some like popularity contest, which is the other thing. Because podcasts are so, they're like faction. I mean, there's so many different factions. I mean, there's people who are in She Podcast that are not in other places. There's people who are in Podcast Movement that have never heard of She Podcast, but they're women podcasters. There's a bunch of other podcasters that have nothing to do with Facebook and don't want anything to do with Facebook that are all living in Twitter somewhere. And it's like everybody's like split up. So it literally is sort of like it's cliques. It's like high school.
Well, so maybe we shouldn't pay for
it. Right. Oh, I was talking about doing a She Podcast Awards thing. I wasn't talking about the podcast award thing itself.
I mean, there's no... But the way we did it before, nobody could campaign. We just chose the people.
Exactly. But what I'm saying to you is good. That they're only... Well, no, because there's, again, yes, that worked because we were in a live place and we were giving awards to people who were already there and it was contained to that. But if we do these awards, like, and we just pick people, what I'm saying is, by default, we are already biased because we're not going to pick somebody that we don't know.
True.
So
how could we?
It essentially is going to be a biased choice of the people that hang out with us, like a clique. So it's not going to be inclusive.
Hold on. It is the She Podcasts Awards. So
correct.
Ipso facto, it would be people that are in She Podcasts. How could it be other people? Okay. That's like saying...
Well, that's true. If it was
like
the
saying
podcast...
that a vlogger or a YouTuber could win the podcasting awards. You can't because you don't podcast.
You know how what we could do too? We could give awards to the people who like... have posted the most and people who have been most helpful and the group and stuff like that. People who have sent the most audio feedback to us.
Yeah. Well,
if that's going to be the case, then do it super She Podcasts.
Well, right. Yes. Best feedback.
Best feedback. Best audio quality feedback. Worst audio quality feedback.
That's worth rewarding. That's definitely worth celebrating. Boy, I'm on the hook now. Oh my gosh, Ilse. How about the longest feedback? Can we give an award for that?
Sure.
So ridiculous.
Never like
it's too
longest
ridiculous.
Email.
I can't take it.
And we can't like, yeah. That yes. So
All right.
See, it's challenging. And okay, all right, so speaking of feedback, we do have actually we're going to be talking about Podcast Movement because we're heading into that.
She's going to get an award for the best Podcast Movement feedback before July 10th.
Okay, so speak. No, you guys, listen,
does this sound fair?
Yes, it sounds absolutely fair. So she's going to kill me. Get that award. But there's a lot of us that are speaking at Podcast Movement. There's a lot of us that are speaking at Podcast Movement. We want to you guys to promote your sessions at Podcast Movement. And you can use She Podcast to do so. We have an example of somebody who did that for us. And it's sort of like a way for them to advertise their podcast movement talk, which I feel is super important. There's a lot of people that are like, I don't know what to go to. I don't know if this. And this is a really wonderful way to be exposed to that. And it's another way for you guys to, you know, buy your ticket. Speaking of podcastmovement.com, get your ticket using She P. Correct?
She P. Shep.
For Shep. Shep. For how many off again? I'm getting them confused now. It's, is it $50 off or $20
off? $50
off.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got that. Yeah. And for She P. All right. Here we go. Let's hear it from the mighty Andrea Klunder.
You are a master storyteller, and you've worked hard on developing those storytelling skills as a podcaster, right? What if you could use everything that you know to help other people who may not have access to the same resources that you do, or who may not have ever even realized that podcasting is a powerful option for self-expression? I'm Andrea Klunder of Podcast Envy and The Creative Imposter, as well as facilitator and mentor for Power Your Story, a high school mentoring program and podcast where we explore the unique voices of high school students who are labeled as diverse learners. And I'm here to invite you to come to my talk at Podcast Movement, Power Your Story, High School Autism, Diverse Learning, and Podcast Mentorship. Wednesday morning at 11 a.m., I'll be sharing with you how you can make a podcast that matters by helping other people to tell their stories too. I hope to see you there.
Yay.
Nice. That could be an award, maybe.
I love what
the music is very cool.
So there's Andrea. So you guys check out her session. She's been doing an amazing things with her high school students and this podcast.
And if you want to send us some audio feedback for your session, go to shepodcast.com and use our SpeakPipe. It's also going to be in our show notes on shepodcast.com. Or if you have an MP3 that you want to create, you can just send it to feedback@shepodcast.com. They don't all have to have music or sound like that. No. That was unexpected. I was like, wait, are we at a spa? What's happening?
And also, guys, keep it to under 60 seconds. That's the thing. You have to keep it under 60 seconds.
For the love of all that is holy.
60 seconds or less. Please do not make it about 3 minutes long. 60 seconds or less. This is a quick little ad for your show. And also, because I'm thinking of repurposing some of these stuff to put on social media as well to keep promoting you guys and to get this stuff out there. And if the longer you make it, the less people are going to pay attention to it. So
very true.
Please do that. Send them over to feedback@shepodcast.com. Yes, go ahead.
Should we tell them about our sessions?
Right?
I know.
We haven't really talked about it. Why don't you go?
You go. I have to look it up. So I am speaking.
All right.
Well, first of all, both of my sessions are going to be about growing audience versus influence. So the first session, and I can't tell if I should look at the schedule or just like search my own name. Let me just search my own name. That's probably the best way. I know I speak Wednesday and Thursday, both at 9 a.m. and both are in the monetization track. And let's see. I just want to pull up the, now that I've had this idea, I'm unprepared to follow through. So just give me one second.
Would you like me to take it on while you do it?
Are you prepared to follow through?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. So Wednesday at 11 a.m., July 25th, I have my panel, which I am going to be doing. It is called You Know How to Grow Podcasting. It has nothing to do with Apple Podcasts. And it is a panel, like I said, on a pretty decent stage. And I'm going to be having Golda Arthur, senior producer of audio at Vox Media. Woohoo! Kristen Meinzer, director nonfiction programming at Panoply Media. And Aaron Mankey from Lore.
Yes!
So we are going to be chatting about ways to grow podcasting. Again, this has nothing to do with marketing. This doesn't have anything to do with your podcast. This has everything to do to grow the medium and kind of think about our outside of the box, about new ways in which we can really get podcasting beyond what we are currently doing, either as indie podcasters or procasters, which is generally like subscribe in iTunes or, you know, rate and review an Apple podcast. If you want to find us in Apple Podcasts. Like, give me a break. That's essentially just doing the same thing over and over again. So that's 11 a.m. on July 25th. I also have another session on Thursday, July 26th at 9 a.m. So I'm competing with you, Jess. And this session that I was asked. I know I was asked to moderate this for Jacobs Media. And it's called From the Corner Office, Radio Execs on Their Company's Podcasting Strategies. And I get to be the moderator of and facilitate a conversation between four amazing CEOs of radio. And this is like actual radio for commercial radio. This is not procasters. I'm going to be having Ginny Morris from she's the CEO of Hubbard Radio, Caroline Beasley, the CEO of Beasley Media, Julie Talbot, president of Premier Networks, and Suzanne Grimes. She is the president of Westwood One and an EVP of corporate. So this will be a broad overview of how radio executives see the podcasting space. And it is really about embodying the podcaster meet broadcaster theme. And we're going to really talk about how what their strategies are. And I am there essentially to represent indie podcasters in the space and kind of facilitate their understanding of what the medium is as well, in addition to have a conversation. So that's
super exciting.
Super exciting.
Okay. So my first one is called Forget CPM, How to Price Your Influence for Advertising. That is the one that's Wednesday at 9 a.m. Basically, I'm going to be talking about why the CPM model is a monetization model that only seems to reward the biggest shows with the least amount of audience interaction. How can any podcaster make money if they have influence to move the needle for their brand partners, which includes why selling your own show makes more sense for you than working with mid-roll or another agency, why shows in the smaller ranges are missing information that can help you make money, how to evaluate and price your entire audience, how to find the perfect company and send the right pitch, and basically everything you need to set your own rules in advertising. And then on Thursday, I am part of a panel that Mark Asquith, are you shocked, is moderating, called Beyond Downloads, Creating a Niche Brand and Active Community That Sponsors Adore. So it's along the same track. Podcasters can't think of themselves as creators anymore. You need to secure sponsorships and monetization opportunities by thinking of yourself as a brand. So interesting stuff. And I'm pretty excited to speak. And then we have a booth. Don't forget to see us next to the Libsyn booth at Podcast Movement when you're there. What else? Are we forgetting anything?
Nope. I think that's it. Other than, you know, revitalize our VIP thing that we're doing on Sunday before.
Oh, right. We didn't talk about that yet. Yep.
I know. So if you guys aren't going to Podcast Movement, you live in Philadelphia, close to Philadelphia, and or you actually are going to Podcast Movement, all kinds of people, you guys can work with us for one entire day, kind of sit down and do like that really dedicated work to get things done for your podcast. Because a lot of the time we get so isolated, not knowing what the next steps are, and they're not really focused on exactly who we are. And we tend to go into Facebook and go like, I don't know what I should do with this. Or what I see all the time is like, how do you write a contract? What if I got my first advertiser? Or like, I'm trying, what ways are you promoting your podcast? Give me your ideas. And ideas are great, but really you have to be tactical about all of the things that you do. And just because somebody is doing it one way doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work that way for you. So this is a perfect opportunity to have both Jess and myself and give you all of the answers right there, and having somebody really be high touch with your work, which is exactly what I do. I'll be listening to your show. I'll be checking out your online brand, just like Jessica will be. And you will be seeing it from the lens of the brain that Jessica is, as well as me from the listener perspective, to get you going. So please sign up like right away. This is like,
yes, such hurry up, because it's going fast.
Oh my God.
We are filling up.
Yes, please, please. All right. So why don't we just, let's go into some
feedback.
You know what?
I think I'm going to let Elsie do most of the talking today, because I feel like she's missed podcasting something awful.
Really? Oh my God. Well, we'll see. Well, I already recorded this morning, dude. I'm like, what? So let's do some feedback about charging for the She Podcast group, because that was really weird. I gotta say,
yeah, let's talk
that
about
was
that.
The hardest that was a thing. Long... That was like the hardest thing for me to listen. Not the hardest thing for me to listen to, because it wasn't a hard listen to. It was just like weird that I wasn't talking because I wasn't there, because this is like my group.
How was it? Yes. Was that weird to hear me and Mark talk? I mean, was it me and Mark? No, it was me and Ramona.
No. And Ramona. And Ramona was amazing. I like, it wasn't because of Ramona. It was sort of like...
It was like eavesdropping on someone else deciding what you should do with your group.
Yeah.
I didn't really mean weird. For it to be that way. It was just... It was just pontification. That's all.
Exactly. And I know that you guys laid it out. And one thing, oh, Ramona, if you're listening, I just want to tell you this. I loved how she... was so bringing me into the conversations all the time. And she was always like, she knows me so well that she was always bringing, like, well, Elsie would say it like this.
She
or
was.
She would bring it because of this. And
I know.
She was so
I thought
perfect.
That was cool too.
And she totally nailed it every single time, because Elsie always thinks about this. I'm like, yes, thank you, Ramona. Thank you. So speaking of, let's go ahead and hear from one piece of it, because this is the audio feed. We have audio feedback. We had Instagram feedback. We have email feedback. We had Facebook feedback. We had Twitter feedback. It was insane. So here's our first bit of audio feedback from Carrie.
Hello, Elsie and Jessica. This is Carrie from the Hippocratic Hustle podcast. I am calling to let you guys know that I would pay the $500 for She Podcasts. She Podcast has been such a resource for me in starting my podcast, in maintaining my podcast, in finding new ideas and ways to grow. I would definitely pay the $500 to have a private VIP group. So anyway, just wanted to pass that on to you guys and love you. Bye.
Yay. Well, you know, I think that it's
first of all,
interesting. I'd love. Yes, go ahead.
I don't recall. the number 500 coming out. I don't know where she got that. I'm flattered that she would pay $500. I know.
Just go with it, Jess. Just go with it.
I know. I should, I guess.
John's like, just go with it. No, you know what I think it might have been? That those are some of the predisposed tiers, maybe? You know, you remember how that was one of the discussion thing around how they're rolling this out, that there are some preset paid, like, certain amount of money? Like, it's not like you could pick. Like, they've got something. So maybe she just also had a thought that that seems like a decent amount of money to pay for a more in-depth sort of mentorship thing. Because you know that we've had that, right? I sent you that screenshot. Every time I go into She Podcast, there's this thing like, create a mentorship group, like right in my face. Mm-hmm. You've seen that, right?
Yes, so, yes. And it's bothering that me might, too. It's not a paid
so
for
annoying.
Mentorship, but it's like they want us to like put people in a group that all share the goal of doing something.
Right. But I have a feeling that that's how they're going to roll it out. But anyway, whatever.
Oh, you think? Okay.
But you know what? But it hasn't all been like this. Like there's been other feedback. This is from Gina and this is via Twitter. She said, in response to your question about paying for Facebook, no, I would not. I will not benefit Zuckerberg in any way, even though it does not currently. I will not pay for content online, and this includes Netflix. I value your work and support your advertisers for such. So that's somebody else's opinion that we have for that model.
You know, before we go into other people's opinions, you and I have not discussed this. What do you think about it?
I want to see everybody's opinion first. Because I think this email that's up here really addresses all the things.
Okay.
Because honestly, I think that she does a really good job and I think it could be a really great thing. So we had Jen said that it was a great episode and then that yes, that she would pay for She Podcast group membership. And she's just a lurker, which was really interesting to me that it's just somebody who's there reading all this information. Mm-hmm. But this is the email that I thought was really helpful. And this was from Beth.
The one from Beth? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was extremely helpful because it was not just about, she gave us just like all the business advice.
Yeah, she did.
It wasn't just about what to do with our group, but it was like, I understand how you monetize this way and this way and this way and this way. I don't think this way works. I don't think this way works. You should try this by.
Right. Totally. No, she like, so I'm going to skip like some of the beginning stuff that she said. She essentially said, thank you so much. And she knows that this is a question that a lot of us are asking. So I think that this is really not only going to help Jess and I kind of work through this, but also you guys to think about how this is what this means. So Jessica, this is for you. Actually, number one, she says, although infrequently post a link to an episode on Windbag Wednesday, I'm not inclined to pay for this because, frankly, I'm not convinced that anyone has ever discovered an episode or a podcast because of it. So I'm not really sure of the value. I do it just in case, but I'm just being straight up that I wouldn't be inclined to support this because I could take it or leave it. And she says, sorry. So yeah, she's referring back to like the way that Jess has currently... she's put on all the Windbag Wednesday and the Tuesday. No, and the Tuesday one, right? Is the Tuesday?
Yes.
The Tuesday pitch yourself?
Yes.
So Jess essentially says, here, this is the thread. And then you just mentioned that here's our Patreon if you want to pay us a dollar or two, whatever, when you post your link. So go ahead, Jess.
I put it on Tuesdays and Wednesdays that for the privilege, if they could send us like a dollar or two or join our Patreon, it would be much appreciated. And she's saying like, I don't know if I'd pay for that because I don't think I'm getting any value on it. Guess what? I agree, which is why I hate that post. I think the Tuesday post is worth something because people are looking for guests and offering themselves up as a guest. But I think the Wednesday post where people are posting their latest episode is the most useless thing we do as she podcasts all together. And I hate it. I hate it mostly because it hogs the feed all day and I get 150 notifications. But I mean, right, it's a selfish reason. If you think it's worth, I mean, other people seem to think it's worth it because they set their
ask
calendar.
For it.
Yeah, I know they ask for it. They ask for it because they think it's helping them grow an audience, but it's not.
Well,
Beth is right.
Well, no, she is not right. Do you actually read them?
Sometimes. I'll look today.
Because there are conversations that happen within the thread are people meeting each other, people going like, oh my God, I can't wait to listen. Because this is what happens. Most people post their stuff up there and nobody... And it's like this. It's like you post your thing and you go bye-bye. Like you don't even care. You post your thing and you don't engage. But there are times when you go in there and you see an episode and you go, oh my God, I have to listen to that. And somebody else comments. I'm beneath it, right? And so they reply to somebody else.
Yes.
And then they start a relationship. But you don't really see those because to you, a notification is a notification unless it's your notification, right? Mm-hmm. Unless somebody's tagging you specifically. And then you wouldn't go back to that post to see them all day. The new people are definitely paying attention. The people who have been there for a long time are just putting their stuff in and you know, I'm out, like gone. Mm-hmm. But the new people are paying attention to the new podcast. And there are relationships that have been built through there. And there are people that have gained an audience. In fact, I've seen people go like, I love your show. Thank you so much. And da 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 and all this stuff.
All right.
I have seen that same thing happen because we have Promote the Tart of Yourself Friday every Friday for Libsyn. I've seen the same thing happen over there where there's people who comment on each other's stuff. I see it happen a lot more on Twitter where people will respond back to an episode or go like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this podcast existed. Thank you so much. We get so much really wonderful feedback from both of those for me, it's like, even if you get like 10% reward for all of those people, like maybe there's 100 people putting their stuff up there and 3 people, 4 people have made new connections or have expanded in some way. For me, it's worth it. So that's how I think about it. But you guys, you tell us. You tell us too, people who are in She Podcast and post on this thing.
As an administrator, it frustrates me because it's supposed to be a support group and we have 2 days in a row where people are going to have a hard time getting support because this feed is so long. Do you know what I mean? It's not supportive.
But you still only see that one post, though. Like, if you go inside of the She Podcast group on Wednesday, unless you click on the comments, you won't see it. You'll just see your post. You know what I'm talking about? Like, if you go in there right now, you'll only see the post. You won't see the comments. You could scroll through.
You do, I thought, don't you?
No. You can go in there and check it out.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you have to click the comments to actually see the comments.
I think it also just bugs me because I don't want our group to be promotional and those are 2 promotion days and I don't know. It irks me. That's all. It just irks me. But there's a lot of stuff that irks me in there that, you know, that's why you have your role and I have my role. Like, I also don't like post after post after post of which cover art is the best cover art. That annoys me.
Right.
As well as post your Instagram so we can follow each other. Like, we do that on Fridays. Don't take it upon yourself to do that. Like, that kind of stuff. I know I'm a fussy fusser budget, because that's why our group is the way it is. Because you welcome them in and then I kick them out. Not kick them out, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think the group dynamic is different. And I think that because with the group dynamic, everybody can post. Whereas when I'm running like the Libsyn community or the Libsyn page, mm-hmm. it's me. I'm the one that's running it. Right, I'm the one that puts those promotional posts in there whenever it's like once in a while. Like, I'll do it like once a month. I'll do something really fun. And it's really great. Like, I just did another one where people have to, like, where in the world are you? And I asked for the bonus of a selfie. And it was amazing to get all of these responses of people taking pictures of themselves. And all they did was just share the location of where they live. And it was great to see all of these podcasters all over the world. And I hashtagged it Podcasters in the Wild.
Yes, I saw that actually for the first time, and I love that.
It was
so
super fun, and it's really great, and it just instigates people getting to know each other and that kind of stuff. It's just different in the group itself. I think that people have different points of view around what a group is, and everybody is coming with a different understanding of what a group is. Some people are coming in for help, and then some people have always used groups only as promotional endeavors. They haven't used them to actually engage with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fine line for that kind of stuff. But anyways, let's get to number two. Number two, she says, Patreon. I can get She Podcast for free. And as a consumer and producer of podcasts, I am used to giving and getting everything for free. So I likely wouldn't be inclined to pay for it via Patreon unless there was a bonus content or some other value I could get from it. Nicole Antoinette is someone who seems to have a large community and provides a lot of extras for Patreon supporters in case you're looking for other models.
So
what do you think about that?
let's see.
Well, I have to tell you, can I answer the question that I'm putting towards you? Because I actually did some research, and I actually have some data.
This is it's tough because I feel like Patreon is like tipping. I know you get it for free. I mean, you would bring my food to the table for free. It's just nice to tip when you know the person isn't making diddles doing it for you. And yeah, there's no bonus content. I agree with her.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. It's like there's been a couple of articles that have come out lately. One of them that was in Fast Company. The other one was on Medium. I forgot what the guy's name was that put it on Medium. Mm-hmm. Both of them had a leading headline that said something like podcasts as the Netflix podcast coming or whatever. Something obnoxious like that.
Right.
And both of them were saying how that's like everybody wants to do that, which is like the premium model, putting things behind a paywall, blah, 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 blah. And I totally disagree with that because I feel that they don't understand the medium. It's a completely different thing. Yes, we're used to paying for Netflix, but Netflix is a completely different experience than listening to podcasts. Netflix has so many different uses for all of us, akin to television, not listening to podcasts. So there's that. Now, given that, though, I actually put up a post on the Libsyn page as well as the Libsyn Twitter feed. And I asked specifically for podcast listeners, fans, fanatics of that love to listen to podcasts, would you pay for premium content? And I would say 90% said no. But a big majority of that 90% said, I will for sure support my favorite podcast.
Exactly.
I don't care if they give me Actually, that's what they said. They said, I don't care if they give me premium content. I want to support the people I want to support because I love them. The end.
That's my point.
I'm willing. Yeah. So Patreon to me is that. Patreon to me is you support us because you love us, not because of what you're going to get, but because you just love what we're doing and you want that.
Yeah.
That to me is the heart and soul of working Patreon. I think that if you start to really negotiate like premium content, it becomes something else. If I'm going to do that, then I would make a mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would make you know, the member vault thing or whatever, then I would create a membership community.
We have done that.
Well, we haven't done a membership community.
We do. I have it online on the in the member vault. We do.
Okay.
Have.
But we haven't ever sold it.
No, we're not selling. No, it's free right now.
Well, so right. But what I'm saying is that that's a totally different thing when it comes to premium content. People are looking to get this other stuff versus for me, Patreon. I would be giving people like behind the scenes things like, where are you recording today? Here's like where in the world is Elsie? Here's a little inside this, you know, behind the scenes kind of look at the whatever's happening at that time. All of that stuff versus I'm going to create an extra podcast. You know what I would do for premium content for us, Jess? And that's just because I think that it would be so fun. Is to do a mini podcast about Game of Thrones season 8.
Oh, you convey. Listen, I mean, she's saying, here's the thing. This is how it is on Patreon for me. I mean, I totally understand what she's saying. She doesn't think it's a viable option. That's fine. We do have a lot of Patreon supporters. It's extremely helpful. I think whenever I get a new Patreon supporter, I'm so grateful that that person has sent us like, you know, like a tip, which really is just a show of support, if nothing else, even if it's $1 a month. It's just a show. It's a thank you, which I'm grateful to have. Also, when there's a couple of different times Sleep With Me podcast, I support him. I don't ever go after, like, his whole thing is you get the content a day early, which is great if you're a chronic insomniac, which I'm not anymore. I used to be. So I don't care about getting the content early. I just like to support him. So I just do that. I don't care if I get premium content or not. Now, there are some writers recently that you introduced me to that I supported on Patreon because it was supposed to mean access to a special group or separate posts about certain things, and they didn't deliver. So I canceled, because even though it's a tip or support, it was like, if you're at this level of support, you'll get XYZ ABC. And I never got those things. So I was like, well, what's the point? If we're not going to, you know what I mean? It was sort of like, you're either going to engage with me or you're not. So I stopped on the Patreon. So, and like, there's a YouTuber too that was like, I'm going to give you special this and coupons on that. And nothing's happened in 3 months. So no thanks. We're done here. Because certain ones you support for certain reasons, I guess, is what I'm saying. I don't think our Patreons support us to get extra. I think they're doing it to give back. If she doesn't want to give back because she doesn't get something specific, that's fine. And then the next thing she does is ask about the Facebook group.
Right.
She really does like it. What I meant about the pricing model is I mentioned $5. It was definitely, yes, I was talking about paying $5 per month and nothing more. Because, and only because that's the minimum that Facebook was allowing in that post. They could change it and be $1 and then we would charge $1. I don't know. But yes, at the most, I would want to do the minimum, I think. That was my thought. But she likes the idea of paying minimum for the Facebook group. What do you think about that?
I know minimum, I think, is great. The thing is, though, having the recurring costs for a lot of people is an issue. And it's an issue for me, for sure. I'm very picky about those recurring costs. Like, I would actually rather, like, even if it's like $1 a month, I'd rather, like, let's say I was doing She Podcast, I'd rather give She Podcast $12 for the year than $1 a month. I also would, if it's $5, same thing. I'd rather give a chunk. Like, if I have $100, I'd rather give $100 to She Podcast one-time fee for access, you know, for whatever that is, instead of a monthly cost. Like, I just don't, it's annoying to me to be having to have all these pennies, like, fall. I just want to give you all the stuff, like, right away. So I get that.
I actually like the monthly because if there's months I don't want it or need it, I can cancel it. And there's so many times where I buy something for a year and then cancel it in 4 months and then I'm pissed because it doesn't expire for another 8 and there's nothing I can do about it.
Right. I understand that. But also coming back to what you were talking about, people do it for different reasons. So that's true. I'm doing a Patreon for me, I'm doing it to support the podcaster, not to get the bonus.
Right. True.
So for me, myself. Now, I do have a Patreon that I actually pay for another podcast that I don't listen to, but I am paying for the Facebook group. They have a private Facebook group that I find incredible value in. Okay. And I pay $5 a month for that.
Okay.
And I'm fine with it. I don't go in it every month. Sometimes I don't go in it for 2 months, but knowing that it's there, if I need it, I'll go.
But it's worth it to you to have it.
Yeah, it's totally worth it.
I think that's what I hope our group would be as well.
Yeah. I love that. I'm fine with it because, and here's the other thing though, Jess, when you're putting that forward, it's not just, oh, you can get all the support. The reason that I joined, and I'll tell you what the group is. It's called Awarepreneurs. And the reason that I joined is because his mission statement and his vision of what he wants to build and what his focus on is so specific that I want access to that. When I want to have those kinds of conversations, I know where to go. And I'm totally cool with it because he's so clear about what matters to him and what kind of world he wants to live in and the kind of businesses he feels are super important. I want to be part of that. That's what I'm buying into as well. It's not just give me, give me, give me. It's like I want to buy into this entire ethos. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Mm-hmm. I'm that paying you money because I want this.
That's like the body positivity thing I sent you.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You're buying into a concept that you want to support, which is different than a course or a support group.
Yep.
So that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yes. And so what I feel is like if we had that more clear for She Podcast, this is what you're supporting. And not like here, which is different than She Podcast is different than Elsie and Jess, I feel. Elsie and Jess is one thing. Elsie and Jess in the show. Elsie and Jess is that. She Podcast can be something together. We, us, all of us together are moving towards this. This is the podcasting space we promote, we want, we look forward. We're dreaming of the day when X happens, that kind of thing versus Elsie and Jess, because that's different, which is also important. And I think that there's a lot of people that obviously support us and want us to succeed and they really love our work, that which is viable and it's very important. But I think that also when you feel like you're part of something bigger, you are also more apt to give money to that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but that was really, thank you so much, Beth, for all of that stuff. And she also mentions the things that we are smart about.
I know. Well, that part was just for us, I think, like how we should make money instead of doing these things. And
Right. Totally. Yeah,
which
is what we've been doing.
I know a lot of people share the sentiment of us having meetups in person and events in person. Mm-hmm. And we're still trying to work it out. So we know that's what you think. And we do, you know, events when and if we can. So then the next person, Amanda, should we talk about her before we clear this out?
Yeah, totally.
Amanda made the point that even though we deserve more money that we're making, the group is really helpful for people who are trying to figure out if they even want to do podcasting in the first place. So spending $5 on the group is probably not a good idea if they don't even know that's what they want to do, which I thought was a really good point and something to consider. Like, I don't want to chase them, or I still want to be able to help those people without having to. I mean, but I also felt like $5 was a very small amount to invest to figure that out. She has a good point. She's not wrong. I do want people to be able to figure out if they want a podcast without having to spend a yearly fee. But I also feel like, I don't know. I mean, what? If we give everything away from free all the time, we have a hobby. Which is what they say, right? You can't have a hobby. You got to have a business.
Again, what I'm saying, but I feel that if it is something like that, it is one of those things where you don't just have like one, source of income.
Correct.
You have all kinds of different things, right? So if somebody will do that, then if somebody wants to support us with $5 a month, sweet. Maybe there's somebody who wants to buy like a $97 product from us. That's another way you could do it. That's great.
I mean, and the thing is, we have a free course. If you want to know if you want to get into podcasting, there's a free course that we've created. So look at that instead of lurking around in our group for free or asking questions people have asked 1,000 times already. That's the thing, is that the people who aren't sure ask, like, who's your host? What kind of mic? And like, we've said that over and over. If you ask who's your host in our group, you're just going to get the same 7 answers that everyone gets every time. Like, there's no deviation ever. And there's so many people in there now that it's like saying, what flavor ice cream do you like? Once in a while, someone will say black raspberry. But for the most part, you got your chocolates and your vanillas and your fruity types. And that's it, right? Or your Rocky Road. It's the same every time. So I don't know. It's worth thinking about some more. It's for worth sure. And I mean, we don't have access to it, and we don't have the ability to charge for our group yet, and we may never get it. So who knows what'll happen.
And also, I love all the feedback that we got, and we really...
Me too. Thank you.
You know, your thoughts are super important to us, and if you have any more, and you kind of, it gave you some food for thought in this discussion, I mean, it's probably not going to be the end of this conversation, and I'm sure that it's not never necessarily just She Podcast related. This is something all of you guys are thinking about anyway. A lot of you guys are talking about Patreon. A lot of you guys are talking about memberships and how to make money and should I open up and what's the bonus content and all that kind of stuff. So this is possibly going to help some of you guys recognize that, in all honesty, you have to figure out for yourself what it is that people are, in quote, buying into. If it's going to be a culture, a mindset, a mission that you are putting forth, or if it is strictly about, I just want you guys to support what I'm doing. You know, which is important too. I mean, there's nothing.
Is that so wrong?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You just have to be clear about it. And that's it.
That's an old SNL joke. Whenever there was a character where they go, is that so wrong? I just want to be loved. Is that so wrong? I forget what it's from. John may know, but
I don't know. I don't remember.
Anyway,
I do not know.
Before we get into the next thing, which is another tip from Danny Osmond. We have two things we're celebrating today. Apparently, today is the day that Elsie and I became friends on Facebook 7 years ago.
Oh my God.
Isn't that cute?
7 years of friendship on Facebook. I can't stand it.
Today's our friendiversary, which I thought was adorable. I didn't know that it was
dead in the middle of summer. We got a video and everything.
The day after July 4th is when we became friends. I just think that's so funny. That was so loud. Oh my God, that scared the shit out of me. Why is that so loud? Oh my God. I just had
Hey John, it's not that loud to me. So just to let you know, it was not that loud to me. It was perfectly loud for me.
I wasn't looking at him. I jumped like a mile out of my chair just now. John is pissing himself laughing. John, take a breath, would ya?
It looked like I shot her.
It did. Oh my God, it scared me so bad. Holy shit. I need my composure. Hold on.
You need your composure. Great. Awesome.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay.
Why wasn't I recording that video?
I mean, imagine. All of a sudden, I'm minding my own business. Ta-da!
I think your headphones are too loud.
That has to be it, because that was unsettling.
Okay.
All right. So what's the other thing we're celebrating?
Oh, the other thing we're celebrating is our group now has 9,895 members. We are 105 members away from 10,000 women in there.
Wow.
Go ahead, ta-da. John.
That's amazing. Ta-da. Look, he switched the ta-das. Ta-da. Wow, Jess, that's amazing. Do you think we'll do it? Do you think we'll hit 10,000 by Podcast Movement?
Yes, we add at least 20 a day. Some days we add 60. You're definitely going to do it. Definitely going to do it. And I'm really excited. We better do it, because on all our print materials for Podcast Movement, I wrote over 10,000 members.
Okay, well, good. There you go.
So I hope
you are
it.
Living or, into or the dream. You are living into the truth. There you go. You are not going to be a liar.
Yes, I think we'll do it. I'm pretty excited. And also today, our next episode is our 200th episode.
200th. I know. How fun.
So we haven't decided what we're doing for that yet. If anything, probably nothing, I guess.
Yeah, because we're too. Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
It's too much.
But anyway, it's too much. Are we ready to hear from Danny before we go to some tool tips? Okay, go Danny, go.
Now it's interview time. Number one, start out with some chit-chat. If you have the time, do this for 5 to 10 minutes. Ask about their day. Ask about what is exciting them recently. Number two, ask them to say their name out loud and then repeat it back to them. This is the most common mistake hosts make, and the guest will notice if you mispronounce their name. Number three, leave 5 to 10 seconds of silence between pre-chat and the interview. This allows for noise reduction plugins to detect and remove noise, and also helps visually identify the break or edit point when editing. Number four, Don't record your intro or ads while the guest is waiting, unless you have a live show, of course. Remember how we talked about making guests comfortable? Waiting increases nerves and time is valuable. You can do that stuff after they are gone. Number 5, if something strange happens or someone wants to start an answer over, just go with the flow. You can edit podcasts. Reassure the guest that it is totally fine to correct things. Number 6, once you finish the interview, take time to debrief. You may even get better info. You can clarify anything they said that you may not have had a chance to do during the interview. I hope you've enjoyed my tips over the last 4 months. If you haven't yet, go to emeraldcitypro.com/checklist to get my 25-step podcasting checklist and to get your free sound assessment. Once you're on my list, you'll also receive my Avoid Bad Sound Quality pre-recording checklist and my pre-interview checklist. And if you have a moment, consider a coaching session with me. I can quickly help you address any issues you have with sound, setup, strategy, and growth. And if you're ready to get back 3 hours or more each week to focus on stuff that you're an expert at, we'd love to do all your editing, mixing, mastering, and show distribution for you so that you can focus on growing your community and business. Head to emeraldcitypro.com today.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, thank you.
Has it really been four months? Can't believe it.
Crazy pants, crazy pants. Yeah, let's do tool tips and then finish it off.
Elsie's tool tips.
I would like you to go first. You go.
Okay. The tool that I've been using is something called Descript, and I believe it is just descript.com. It's a free download, and basically you can upload audio files to it and it makes transcripts. But that's not all, folks. In the transcript, you can see where you say and if you delete the word, it deletes it in the audio. And I've been testing it because I did a course a couple years ago and I noticed in every single video I say a billion ums.
Really?
Shut up. So I've it's cool because you can also see whether or not the is attached to another noise or if it's going to cleanly be wiped out. And most of the, I would say 90% of them were cleanly wiped out just by me deleting the word in the script. So it's a cool way of editing when you're not sure what to look for in the sound wave. You are also editing the transcript at the same time, which I thought was so cool. So if you guys want to check it out, it's pretty cheap. Like the first couple of audios that I uploaded were like $2, $2-3 because they were short. And now this whole class that I uploaded is See, you've got me so self-conscious now. It is 4 modules and 4 videos per module. And I don't, I paid for it, I think for the year it was cheap, like $12, $24, maybe $10 a month. I don't remember. Now I don't remember.
So I have a couple questions.
Yes.
So if you're using, let's say you have your voice on one track and you have a guest on another track, just be careful with this because it could time shift your, if somebody's in machine, mm-hmm. not that I know anybody like that, mm-hmm. but if somebody's in machine, they would shorten their audio and then things would be off kilter. So
that's true. This is really good because it's just me talking.
Right. So if it's just one person, then I would see this work out. But
that's
if you have two
true.
People on the track and you put that in there, then you could have a nightmare. That being said, you and your guest are on the same track. It might be worth running it through.
Yeah.
I like it. I think I was thinking about it less as a podcasting thing and more like what Jess was doing. Like when you're editing audio that has something to do with something different, or if you're doing a special piece for your show, or even possibly exactly what Jess was doing it just herself, and or maybe a solo show, somebody who's doing a solo show who is off the cuff a little bit and wants to be a little bit cleaner. I think that would be a great easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's been really cool. It Yay. Was super helpful with the course. And if you have a solo show, I think it would be really good. I agree that it would probably be difficult if you do a show with someone else. Are you saying that I still always say a lot? Do I say all the time? Is that what you're saying right now to me, John?
Yes.
And that you take them out and I don't know that you're taking them out?
That and the teeth suck. The lip smack.
That's easy to find because it's just a thin line right before I start talking.
Very easy. It's yes.
Is this why you secretly hate me and have a voodoo doll with my face on it when I was at your...
I don't secretly hate you at all.
...recording studio the other day. I thought I saw a voodoo doll that looked a lot like me.
It's not true. Can't prove that.
You guys. But I couldn't be sure.
You guys are hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so what's your tool tip, Else?
It's Hobonichi. Do you guys know what you...
God bless you.
I don't think you guys know what Hobonichi is.
Konnichiwa.
So... It's like, I was just telling Jess that I kind of fell off of the bullet journaling wagon.
Oh,
because
yes.
I was so busy and there was so much going on in my life. And it's just, and the fact that I had to like draw everything in and all this kind of stuff. It was
just, it's annoying.
It just became a little bit, just a problem.
You lasted way longer than me.
But I tried. I mean, I still continued and I'm like, but this really works for me. Like that actually works for me. So I decided to go with a new planner is what I did. So the Hobonichi is a planner. It's a Japanese planner and it is beautifully crafted. It has this super, 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 super thin paper. Like it feels like it's like...
Like rice paper.
It is. It almost looks like see-through paper.
Mm-hmm, rice
but
paper.
I was afraid that it wasn't going to hold pens, but it actually can hold most pens in there. It gets a little bit of like shadow on the other side, a little bit, but a lot of people do crazy things with it, like watercolor on it and use like this fancy pens on it. And it's incredible. I'm so blown away by this planner. It's incredible. And also one of the reasons that I like it, even though it has all the things filled out, like it's got dates and it's got a weekly spread and it has a daily thing and it has a monthly thing and it has, I mean, all kinds of stuff. But one of the things that I love is that graphed paper is that it's super light. So even though it has all the things on it already, you could repurpose it to have it be whatever you want still. And it doesn't really bother you. Like if it's got the dates on there, it doesn't make it so in your face that you feel like, oh my God, I missed that day or that kind of stuff. Like you can actually just draw on it and make it whatever you want. So I have been really enjoying it. I just got it in mid-June. And the one that I got is actually, usually the Hobonichis are done per year. But what I got is the Hobonichi Teco cousin. And it's the Avec cousin, which means that it's split into two separate books, January through June and then July through December. So I'm using the July through December. And obviously, I did not use the January through June because I didn't have it. So what I'm doing is I'm using that other as a notebook. And so I'm just using it at, like I would anyway. And I'm always looking using notebooks. So now I have both of these things separate inside of this lovely planner cover that you can get from the Hobonichi store as well. And I am in love. I love it. And I'm still bullet journaling. I'm still using the same setup. I'm still using the same way of planning, but everything's already set up for me. So it's great.
Cool.
I love it.
Does it have a spell checker?
It's no
not...
spell check.
Oh, I'm out.
It's a notebook. It's a book. I hope you're joking.
I know. He was teasing.
Oh, all right. I wasn't sure.
And I have doodles from my girls, and I've been cutting little bits like the notebook things from every hotel. I've been cutting it and pasting it on the days for our trip. So it's been super cool. You can put all kinds of stuff on it. So you guys have to check it out. I love the Hobonichi. It's like I'm super obsessed now. I'm a Hobonichi person. And like if you go into Instagram and you follow Hobonichi hashtags, you can see how everybody sets everything up. I love following hashtags now. So that's how I stay in the know of all things planner and how I get inspired is by just subscribing to the hashtag Hobonichi cousin. And then when I do that, then it's there in my Instagram feed and I see all the planners in my face. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the train is telling us that it's time to stop.
My goodness.
It's the Hobonichi Express.
It's the Hobonichi Express.
That's right.
Oh my God. Yay. And I'll show it to you, Jess, when I see you.
Okay.
And you'll see how I do it. Because it's so cute. I love it so much.
Perfect.
So, yay.
I can't wait to see.
And that's it, guys. That's it. We're ready to go.
That's it, darling. That's the news. We are out. Thank you so much for listening to She Podcasts. Do not forget to sign up for our VIP day. shepodcast.com/PhillyVIP. You do not have to be coming to Podcast Movement in order to participate. But if you want to, podcastmovement.com/nothing, just use the coupon code SHEP. Also, if you want to check Danny out, emeraldcitypro.com/checklist. And our editor is taking a few new clients, I believe. So if you like the way this podcast sounds, please check out audioeditingsolutions.com. Find our show notes at shepodcast.com. You can also follow us on social at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at shepodcasts. And send us, don't forget, your sessions, a little bit of tidbit of audio for your sessions, feedback@shepodcast.com, or you can use SpeakPipe on our website. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you to John and Elsie. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye. That was much less painful. Thank you.